Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
What foods reheat better than the original time that you ate it? This comes after I got some churros on the weekend, and first time was great. Second time was amazing.
Yeah, strange. I never thought of churros. I think when I think of things that taste better reheated, I think maybe a pizza, but you got to reheat it properly.
Mm. I also quite enjoy like cookies or brownies reheated because they just get so much more gooey, especially a brownie. It just goes into like a gooey lava kind of consistency. Yeah,
changes the construct of the food.
Yeah, it's quite amazing. And there's different ways to reheat stuff. Usually the microwave, you've got to work it. Like
when, you got to work it.
You got to work it because as we're talking about with KFC, you have to put a cup of water in. Otherwise, it just doesn't work. With a pizza, same thing. It's whether or not you need to put more moisture in or take some moisture out.
Stop saying the word.
How else am I meant to describe? Give me another word. Would you rather me say put some wetness in?
Oh, yuck.
Exactly.
Nah, you're right.
I'm going to stick with moisture, okay? Unless you give me another word. We've opened up the phones, 858-23931.
Tom from Barmara. What food is the best after it's been reheated?
Gotta be a curry, guys. I'm a beef vindaloo guy, but I love it hot, 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 hot. And I will ask for that. You know, where you can put your notes in when you're ordering. I just put hot, 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 extra hot. And then it's still not hot enough. So then you put it in the fridge, and then the next day when you heat it up, I don't know, something to do with the juices or the actual curry paste. But over that 24 hours or the 12 hours, it seems to just thicken and just get hotter and spicier. Yeah, so I always make sure I save some curry for the next day.
Tom, I love your bravery asking a restaurant to make things hot. That's a death wish, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, they actually say, you know, do you want, and I was okay, but they say to you, do you want it Indian hot? And I say, yes, please, give it to me like that.
Wow.
But there you go. Wow. And then you even reheat it extra to get it extra hot. This is insane. But I've never, I'm not a big spice eater, so I might not be reheating curries it'll make it a bit too hot for me.
Thanks, Tom.
We've also had some messages come through on Facebook. Spaghetti bolognese.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
No, I'm not a big fan of reheated spaghetti bolognese.
Nah, I've done it before. The pasta has time in the fridge overnight to soak up all of the sauce.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I prefer spaghetti bolognese straight out of the pot, but only if I'm cooking it because my boyfriend undercooks the pasta.
You got to cook it al dente.
No,
you can't overcook the pasta.
I like soft pasta. So the only reason I like reheated spag or pasta is because then the pasta gets cooked properly.
No, I don't like that at all.
Anyways, the phones are still ringing.
Julie from Berry, what tastes better after you reheat it?
Potato bake.
I have had that reheated and it is good. Why do you
get it if you cook it, let it cool down, and then put it back in the oven for half an hour because it just tastes so much better.
Back in the oven.
Oh, okay. So not like a next day reheat in the microwave. We're saying before you even serve it originally, it's a reheat.
Yep.
Why is
it
that?
It's a lot more solid and it's just more flavoursome.
Yeah, right. I'll give it a go.
So have you got to let it cool down completely or just like enough and then put it back in?
I like it. Usually I'll cook it, if I can, I'll cook it early in the day and then let it cool down completely and whack it back in the oven for an hour or half hour before I serve it.
Julie, you got any spots for Christmas Day lunch at yours?
Come on.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Anything is Christmas related if you eat it on Christmas, in my opinion.